Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, today is Easter, and I wish you and your family a blessed day. Even if you can't get out and get to your favorite church, hopefully you're hunkering down at home and taking care of business there. I'll tell you, I got to watch my toddler painting Easter eggs just yesterday for the first time. And it was a messy affair, but it generally turned out okay in the end, which is not unlike our current predicament with COVID-19 or coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, and stay at home orders and millions of layoffs and doom and gloom forecasting and bad news and blah, 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 blah. Definitely a messy affair, but it is going to be okay. And look, I hope you're staying healthy, and I hope you're staying sane out there in lockdown. And if you are a landlord already, I hope that you got all of your rent in the door for April. And I have to tell you, most of the landlords that I've talked with so far, they're doing just fine. They've collected most, if not all, of their rents, and they're actually in a pretty darn optimistic mood at the moment. I hope that covers you as well. And know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And if you heard recently from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, if you're new to the show, but we just heard from Greg Abbott. It sounds like we're about to see that light very soon, at least here in Texas. More on that later. Now, on today's show, what I want to do is I want to take you through to the end of that tunnel, to the end of this coronavirus pandemic and beyond. I want to walk you through the five stages of a pandemic. Did you know there are five? There are. I want to share with you what stage we're in right now, so you know. And I want to tell you why the fifth stage is probably the most important, not just because we've gotten to the end of that tunnel. More so for our future in general, and for your financial freedom in particular. So stay tuned. And if you have questions for me today, if you want to talk about rent collection or anything else, the number here in the studio is 855-497-4335. Again, if you have questions, the number is 855-497-4335. Or feel free to send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. And I want to pose a question to you, something I've been thinking about. And if you haven't already, give this some thought. So when the stay-at-home orders are finally lifted and the all clear is sounded, what is the first thing that you're going to go out and do? Or maybe the first place that you're going to visit? What about others in your family? Have you talked about this, your extended family maybe? What about your friends? What do you think they're going to go out and do? Give that some thought. And I want to circle back to that later in the show. And for now, while we're still in lockdown, what have you been doing to stay sane and to stay healthy? You know, a lot of folks out there, a lot of folks have the luxury, I guess I'll say at this point, to be able to work from home or to have pivoted from an office to a position where they are working from home. That's great. A lot of folks out there are also using this time at home to work on some form of self-improvement. And I don't have any stats for the United States, but I did see the results of a poll that was conducted in the United Kingdom. They asked 2,000 people, polled 2,000 people, and 3 out of 5 are working on some form of self-improvement. And I'll tell you, based on what I've seen in various chat forums, Facebook and the like, it does seem like plenty of my acquaintances here in the U.S. are doing the same, working on some form of self-improvement, using the time they've got. What about you? Maybe reading some good books, right? Learning a new language. I've been hearing a ton of ads for, you know, places like Rosetta Stone and the like. Maybe learning about real estate investing. And of course, that is the focus of this show. investing in residential real estate. I hope that's something that has been front of mind for you. And I'm going to give you some opportunities throughout the show, places where you can go if you haven't gotten started in real estate investing, places where you can go to do just that. Because now is the time to do it. So what about me? What have I been up to? Well, I worked on my carpentry skills a little bit, built a sandbox for my little guy, nothing fancy, but he's really excited about it. And then we purged. We really took to purging a lot of the junk, the accumulated crud from our house, and it's a huge relief. The other thing we've been working on are just some various projects around our rental business, things that we'd had on the to-do list for far too long, and we've finally been able to focus on those as well as continuing our own education in real estate investing. Sure, we've been investing for 8 or so years. I'm a single family investor. Again, if you are new to the show, we also at Lifestyles Unlimited focus not just on single family, but also on apartments. But we've continued to further our education as well. I mean, the market's always shifting. It's always turning. New things are coming up. So again, now is the time to focus on this. Now is the time to do it. And I'll tell you a little bit more why I think that's extremely important right now, later in the show. I think there's some opportunity coming down the pike very soon. And I want to be ready, and so should you. Again, the number here in the studio, if you've got questions on this topic or anything else, is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. And we've been keeping you updated on the program over the past few weeks. As things have developed, as new programs, projects, timelines have come down the pike from the government, I do want to update you with the newest that I heard about here just a few days ago. So the IRS extended the tax filing deadline to July 15th. This was a couple weeks ago. More recently, they've also now come down and said, okay, if you're doing a 1031 exchange, if you don't know what this is, I'll tell you in a little bit about where you can go to find out more. But if you're doing a 1031 exchange and you are somewhere in that pipeline already, if your 45-day or your 180-day deadline were to fall somewhere between April 1, April 1st, and July 15th, what they've done is they said, okay, we're going to relieve a little bit of that pressure. We know you can't get out there in the market. They're pushing the deadline for both of those back to July 15th. So you've got a little more breathing room. The government's trying to help us out. They're trying, right? And we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Stay tuned. This is Andy Webb, and we'll be back, and we'll talk about the five stages of the pandemic when we return.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, what we're about to talk about are the five stages of a pandemic. I'll tell you where we are right now, and we'll focus in particular on stage number five, actually, a very, very important phase to this whole thing. Now, ahead of the break, I was just telling you quickly a little bit of news from the IRS that they have extended the deadlines for 1031 like-kind exchanges. Basically, let's say you sell a rental property, you've got some significant capital gains, you could just outright pay taxes on that, or you can roll those gains into a like-kind, a similar type of property. There are lots of rules and regulations around that. And I'll tell you, Mike Harrison, one of the radio hosts, he did a great show back in February 3rd, with Lou Ann Blau from Exchange Resource Group. She's one of our vendors at Lifestyles Unlimited, and and she's one of the, I guess, fiduciaries that will manage you or manage this process for you. So go, if you're not familiar with 1031 exchange, great place to go and learn about that. Again, that was on February 3rd. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab and you can sort, search through there, or there's a search button or search field down at the bottom of the page. And I also want to tell you, one of the things that you can be doing now for your self-improvement is getting involved with an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you're not familiar with what we do, well, we focus on real estate investing, single family houses and apartments. That's it. We focus. For 30 years, we've been focused. And for a long, long time, we always did our free workshops live in person, where you could come out, meet the presenter, ask questions. Obviously, that's been tabled for now, but we're not done with the free workshop. Those are still going on online. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com and you can register and check it out there. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. Going on a number of dates coming up here in April, 14th, 17th, I see 21st, 23rd, probably beyond that. Mostly in the evening, looks like one of those. We've got middle of the day as well, but you can check out the dates, times, get registered again at freeworkshoplivestream.com. And I'm going to give you another one a little later in the show that'll help you out as well. Oh, and by the way, another radio host, Al Gordon out of San Antonio, he does the free workshop down there as well. And he did a two-part show live on air as part of the radio program a little bit earlier in April, on April 2nd and April 3rd. Same thing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you can find those shows in the archive. If none of those dates that I just gave you in April line up, well, go listen to the radio program. That'll help you out. So I want to shift gears now, and I want to talk about the pandemic, and I'm no expert. I'm going to lean on an expert. There was an interview posted on HoustonChronicle.com. Lisa Gray was the author, and she interviewed Gerald Parker. He is a vaccine expert at Texas A&M here in Texas. And very, very good read, but he talks through the stages of a pandemic of the coronavirus, and he says there will be five. Okay, stage one, that ship has sailed. Stage one is containment, right? Trying to keep the virus out of our country, or maybe out of our localized community, out of our state. Every state in the union has some infection, some deaths already. I mean, nationwide, we've already, as of yesterday, cleared 500,000 known infections and over 20,000 dead. Unfortunate news, but it is a virus, and we know that these numbers move exponentially, but at some point they slow down. So stage one is simply containment, trying to keep it out. And we tried. Right. We tried. At the end of January, the United States did declare a public health emergency. I don't know if you're aware. And the president put down travel restrictions and bans from China. Right. That's where the virus originally sourced, trying to slow the spread. And we did. We did slow it. But it got here as it would, not just from the east, but also from the west. Right. We picked it up from Europe as well. Sometime in late February, we hit that inflection point where the community spread started here in the country. OK, so stage one containment, that's gone. We have now moved into, and we are in, stage two, which is mitigation. So on that scale of five phases to a pandemic, we're currently in stage two across the nation. Stage two, again, it's mitigation. The virus is here. We're now trying to slow the spread using such tools as social distancing. You know, at the end of the year, we always look back and see what new phrases got added to the, you know, Webster dictionary, got popular terms and so on. Clearly that's going to be one of them. Social distancing, right? Essential people, all kinds of vocabulary here. But so we've practiced social distancing as an effort to contain this within our communities, right? To slow the spread. Very aggressive measures, quite frankly. And that's where we are right now. But after stage two, after mitigation, we get to stage three, and stage three is a second round of containment before we actually have a vaccine to deploy. We're using other measures. Vaccine comes later. In fact, the fellow that was interviewed here, he is a vaccine expert. That's what he does. And he thinks that a vaccine is probably 18 or more months away. Now, don't be alarmed. It takes time. But in stage three, what are we going to do? We're going to restart the economy. And I mentioned in the first segment what we heard from Governor Greg Abbott here in Texas, and he's hinted at that. In fact, he's going to give us a presentation next week and tell us what that's going to look like. And once we've entered this stage three, again, we're still focused on containment, limiting the spread, but we're getting back to work, right? We're more active with testing. Testing for antigens, in other words, who has the virus. Testing for antibodies, in other words, who had the virus and can now resist it and is in play to go back to work, for example. And this is going to take place when we're on the downside of that trend, that epidemiology curve, right? We keep hearing about flattening the curve. Once we're on the other side of the peak and starting to see a decrease in the number of cases, that's when we're in a position to try to contain the virus in our communities rather than with this widespread net, this very aggressive social distancing measures that require us to stay at home. Instead, we're going to apply it, in his words, surgically. Surgically applied social distancing measures, not community-wide. That's why we're going to be able to get back to work. This is the phase that we're about to enter. And again, this is where I'm looking forward to see what, not just Greg Abbott, but he'll take his lead from Donald Trump, President Trump, next week as well. So I'm curious to see what both of them have to say. And then stage four, finally, is yet another round of containment, but this is the stage where we've got that vaccine. Now, it's compared to the flu in this sense where, well, our vaccine expert, he says it right here. He does not think this is going to go away. It's just something we'll live with and we'll deal with by way of vaccine. In fact, he thinks that we should anticipate a second wave in the fall. Nothing to get panicky about, because we've learned a lot already and we will continue to learn. We're already thinking about restarting the economy. And that's huge news. I mean, if you think about it, we entered, I believe Greg Abbott, I think it was the very, very end of March, maybe it was April 2nd, when he issued the stay-at-home orders for Texas. That's only 10 days. Our curve, here in Texas, we've been fairly blessed. Obviously, the Northeast is getting hammered, other parts of the country, but we've done fairly well here, I would say. Eventually, we'll get to stage four. And then we're going to talk about stage five. And when we come back from the show, I want to talk about stage five, because that's the important part of this whole puzzle. For us as a nation, in terms of preventing this sort of thing in the future, and for you as a potential real estate investor. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we are taking a look at the 5 stages of a pandemic. And I want you to see this to understand where we are and what is going to come next. And I want you to think even a little longer term, and we'll get to that phase 5, that stage 5 of the pandemic here in just a second. I do want to give you the number here in the studio. It is a live show. If you've got any questions on real estate, give me a call. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com, askandy@luinc.com. And I told you earlier in the show about the free workshops, and we're conducting those online, which is, it's still a live stream. You can participate. You can ask questions. You can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more. We've got any number of dates coming up here in April. And I also mentioned that Al Gordon, another radio host, he does the free workshops down in San Antonio, obviously not in person now, but he conducted or presented the free workshop live on the radio over the course of 2 days earlier in April, April 2nd and April 3rd. You can find that archived at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. And I want to give you one other opportunity to work on your education, right? We said a lot of people are using this time right now to work on self-improvement, to learn something new, a new skill, learn about something like real estate. If you'll go to financialfreedomlivestream.com, the Financial Freedom Program, that is our foundational program. That's where most people get started. That's where I got started after hearing the show on the radio, after going to the free workshop. I then became a member at the Financial Freedom Program level, and that involves the or includes the 2 day seminar, and that's a 16-hour course, 2 days, 8 hours a day. One day on investing in single family properties, the other on investing in apartments. It's a lot of information, and the membership's an annual membership, and you can keep attending that financial freedom, that 2 day seminar, which is necessary because it is so much information. Now, normally the membership is $740, but that's been knocked down to $197. So huge discount. There's a promo code, save big. That you can put in when you register to get that discount, but well worth the money. And aside from the 2 day, you also get access to the vendor program, the vendor list, right? If you need to find a good handyman in Houston, you can find one there. You also have access to member services where you can ask questions and lots of events. So again, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com as an alternative. And that takes me to stage five. Okay. Stage five of a pandemic. We've gotten through stage one, which is the initial attempt at containment to keep it the heck out of our borders. Didn't succeed there. So we've moved on to stage two, which is mitigation, keeping the spread at a minimum. Stage three, which is what we're about to enter, that is another round of containment with more targeted approach rather than this mass approach of social distancing. Everybody stay at home. We move into a new phase. It's more targeted, more testing. Stage four is a third round of containment where we've got a vaccine, right? That's what they're working on. Finally, stage five, we've come out of the whole pandemic. Maybe we're continuing to live with it, but at stage five, what are we doing? Making preparations for the next pandemic. And making it a national security priority. That's what Gerald Parker, the vaccine expert at Texas A&M, recommends. You know, we dropped the ball on a couple of cases here, I would say, or maybe drag our feet a little bit here and there. And the thing is, this is not a one-time event. As he says it here, we've entered a period where emerging infectious diseases are increasing with alarming frequency. We're in a global economy. People are traveling all the time across the globe, everywhere. They're bringing baggage with them, and sometimes they're bringing other little buggies as well. So this isn't going to go away. As a country, as a global economy, we've got to do better to prepare. We've got to communicate better. We have to have a plan in place. We can't hide what's going on in our country, and you over there can't hide what's going on in yours. So stage five is making preparations, getting a better plan together for the future. And again, we've been through a number, SARS, think of that, back in, I think it was 2002. We've been through a number of rounds of this Ebola. And our vaccine expert, he says, I don't think we got the message when it comes to this stage five. I don't think we got the message. And as he says it here, COVID-19 has been a wake-up call. We have to go from having observed lessons. And he says this very deliberately. He says, you know, we've had lessons observed over and over. SARS, 2009 pandemic, Ebola, Zika, and so forth. And he says, lessons observed very purposefully, because it's different from lessons learned. We've observed things, but we haven't really turned it into lessons learned. We haven't taken action the way we should. We've observed things. What about you? And this is where I'm talking to you. In terms of making your own preparations for the next pandemic, be better prepared. And I'm not talking about becoming a prepper, right? The guys that are very proud right now, patting themselves on the shoulder, I'm sure, that dug that bunker in the backyard or out in the countryside somewhere and, you know, built up a stock of guns and ammunition, maybe some dried foods, non-perishable goods, you know, underground bunker, like I said. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a degree of security from passive income, like rental real estate. So we're going to come back to that. Now, I mentioned earlier, we're in stage two. We're about to transition into stage three. I don't know the timeline yet. You don't know the timeline yet. I'm looking very forward to hearing what Greg Abbott has to say next week on restarting the economy. He's going to give us some direction, okay? It's interesting because we do see, I don't think every county in Texas, we haven't come over that hill yet, but Texas-wide, we are seeing a declining rate at which cases are doubling. A declining rate at which cases are doubling. So earlier we were saying a doubling in infectious cases every 3 days. Every 3 days that number would go up, it would double times two. That's declined now to every six. That's very good news. It's slowing. So keep that in mind. And also, I got to tell you, a lot comes down to your perspective. When you're reading the news, when you're hearing the news, listening to the radio, I'm a glass half full guy. When I'm looking at, you know, the proverbial glass of water filled 50% with water. Some people look at it as half full. Some people look at it as half empty. I see it as half full. And a lot comes down to your perspective. I heard the other day that we're up to 16.8 million in unemployment claims filed. 16.8 million. That's huge. But don't forget, within that number, we've now got people filing that have never qualified in the past. Those gig workers, those Uber and Lyft drivers, those self-employed couldn't file in the past. I don't know how they're inflating that number, but they are in there. Perspective, right? And also heard 1 in 10 have been laid off. 1 in 10. That unemployment may be pushing 15% already and may worsen. Again, 1 in 10 people laid off. Flip that on its head. Glass half full. It means 9 in 10 are still working. They've just had to transition a little bit, work from home, or they're in that essential category. But people are still working. Now, I get it. Some folks have been laid off, and I feel bad for them. I wish this didn't have to go in this direction. Some folks and some businesses will not make it out whole. That is a fact. And the longer this continues, the bigger that number is going to be, which is why I am so interested to hear what Greg Abbott has to say next week about restarting the economy, at least in Texas. I don't think this will be an all at once across the nation thing. It's going to need to be a regional, state by state sort of event, but I'm very curious to hear. And like I asked you at the start of the show, if you've given this any thought, what's the first thing that you want to do when that stay at home order is lifted? I'll tell you what I've talked about with my wife, what we're going to do when we continue with the show. Send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I'd like to hear what is on your mind. And we'll continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show here in just a moment.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is our final segment. I'm going to give the number out one more time. It's 855-497-4335 if you've got a quick question, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com, and be sure to check out financialfreedomlivestream.com to learn about that financial freedom program along with the 2-day great program. And Just ahead of the break, we've concluded the talk about the five stages of the pandemic, and stage five is what we really need to start thinking about. Even though here in Texas we're in stage two, we're still in mitigation. We'll very soon, I think, be entering stage three, restarting the economy, and dealing with a totally different manner of containment, more targeted, more selective, more testing, right? Being cognizant that we're still in this, washing our hands, you know, practicing good hygiene, maintaining distance. You know, you don't need to go overboard. But I had to ask my friend, I had to ask my wife, you know, what's the first thing you're going to do when this stay-at-home order is lifted? And you know what my wife told me? She said, I got to get out to Costco. So I'm Andy. I'm the one that's designated to do the shopping when we have to go out and get milk for the toddler, that sort of thing. So she's really been staying here. And she wants to get out to Costco. She likes to go up and down the aisles, you know, pick, go in for one item, come out with 20, right? And shopping, in other words. Me, I'd like to go out to, we got a great restaurant down the road here, Nico's Cocina, good Mexican food, great Mexican food, really, great margaritas, and an outdoor patio with a playground in the back where we can just turn the toddler loose and really relax. I love it. We go there far too often, but we haven't lately, obviously. My buddy, you know, he's a big baseball fan. He wants to get out to see the Rangers if they're going to play anytime soon. Right. Also get out to a concert. Another buddy I talked to said, hey, restaurants, what about you? If you're still working, if you're not in that 1 in 10 that's been laid off, you're still working. You're pent up in your house and there's pent up demand. There absolutely is. So I think that when Greg Abbott gives us the all clear and we safely are able to get back to work, I think we're going to see a ton of pent up demand. And I think the economy is just going to roar. I could be wrong. Maybe we go a little bit longer. Maybe we dip into a recession. We may be in a recession now, right? Two quarters of negative growth. We'll have to see. But ultimately, I think we're going to see the folks get off of the benches, off of the sideline, and really go to town. I mean, what we've seen is a lack of spending that's artificial, right? Forced by the circumstances, by the government. So I don't know. My glass is half full in this sense. But shifting from stage two, stage three, again, to stage five, planning for that future. Look, 2002 to 2004, we had SARS. 2009, H1N1. 2012, the Middle East respiratory syndrome didn't really affect us over here so much, but it was present. 2014 to 2016, we certainly heard about Ebola on our shores. Now, late 2019 into 2020, COVID-19, coronavirus, right? It's coming with increased frequency. This is a global economy. And add on top of that, recessions. This could trigger a recession. Every 7, 8, 10 years, we see a recession as well. Maybe not caused by a virus or a pandemic, but we had the oil crisis in the early 70s, early 80s. We had the bank and trust here. 90s, 91 had a recession. 2001, the dot-com bust. And obviously, we all remember the 07 to 09, the Great Recession. Every time these things come about, what happens? Have you talked to your coworkers? What are they watching right now aside from the doom and gloom news? They're watching their 401k accounts just totally get obliterated. I mean, how many folks do you know that continue to lose money in their 401ks, in their IRAs? Not right now alone, but every time these events come to the fore, it happens. This is why you've got to start to plan. Stage five, plan for that next pandemic, that next recession. Get some passive income together. Let me tell you about myself. I work part-time in an industry that I've been into close to 10 years. I continue to work. I have financial freedom. I don't have to work. I like what I do, but we are getting hammered. Absolutely hammered. I already work from home, as it were. But we're seeing mandatory time off. We're seeing pay cuts. We are seeing furloughs. We are seeing layoffs. Offices closing. I mean, just hammered. But I'm not worried. And I'm not worried because I built that passive income already. Fortunately, we saw the light back 8 years ago in 2012 when we joined Lifestyles Unlimited and started buying single family houses. I mean, what about you? Have you had your hours cut, been furloughed, maybe been laid off? Do you know anyone that has? You probably do. I know I do. Just got a text from my sister, in fact. She works in a swamp as a land manager. And they have told her no more. You got to stay at home. Don't get it. I really don't, but she's now impacted as well. Now, the good news is CARES Act, like I said, the government, they're trying to help us. They put together the CARES Act. We've got relief coming, $1,200 per adult, $500 per dependent child. Hopefully that comes down the pike real soon. Unemployment at the federal level upped to $600 per week on top of your state benefits. That's huge. But again, I got to ask you, do you always want to rely on the government to backstop you in these types of circumstances? Will they be able to? We are piling on mounds and mounds of debt and more debt and more debt. So I got to ask, are they always going to be able to be there with the big guns like they were this year? I don't know. And I got to point out something Dell said on one of his recent shows. The government has a real bad habit of trying to pick winners. Are they always going to be in your favor or not? I don't know. I don't know. When I take all of these things as an aggregate, I much prefer to go to that stage five now and start to prepare. I don't want you to wait till the air clears and the pandemic has passed and good times are here again. Use the time that you've got in front of you right now. I already told you about the free workshop online. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Great place to get an introduction to lifestyles if you want to work with lifestyles, right? There are lots of options out there. Or go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. Go ahead and become a Financial Freedom Program member. Heavily discounted. Tons of education. Your membership. Access to the vendor program, which is in and of itself gold. I had those guys do foundation work, the vendor off the vendor hub at my house just about a year ago. Saved myself a ton of money. But look, the point is this. If you're suffering right now, or you know somebody that is, it's because they're circumstances can hit them. I get it. A lot of people just weren't prepared. We've heard it in the past that a lot of people cannot stomach or deal with a $400 emergency. Well, this is far beyond that. This is far beyond that. Now, I know I get the arguments from people. Well, Andy, your tenants aren't paying rent, are they? Yeah, they are. Every single one of them did in April. By the time May rolls around, if they're not working, I haven't heard from one that anyone has been laid off, but if they get that far, unemployment's there. Again, that relief that we talked about from the CARES Act. Here's the thing. We put good people into our properties. We follow the lifestyles model. Best product, best price. Fix up the house right. Keep on top of the maintenance. Offer it at a good price, maybe just a little under market. Don't be greedy. And you're going to get those good people in there. And what do good people do? They pay their rent. I've had zero issues so far. Most of my compatriots tell me the same thing. Now, again, I invest in single family houses. It's a little bit different. If you get into apartments, that may be a little bit different cohort. Again, depends on your Class A, Class B, Class C, Class D apartments. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, now's the time to get educated. Like I said, go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com. On day two of that 2-day seminar, holy cow, you will go into a ton of information on apartments and you'll know what an A Class A apartment is. You'll know what a Class D apartment is. You'll know which ones to stay away from and which ones make good investments. Which ones are going to add to your bottom line. Which ones are going to give you that financial freedom so that when the next pandemic hits or the next recession, you're not going to have to worry quite so much. So again, a ton of educational opportunities here at Lifestyles Unlimited. I want you to go check that out. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. Just listen to the podcast. You will learn a ton just by doing that. I told you already about the 1031 exchange back on February 3rd, Mike Harrison, great interview with one of our vendors. And Al Gordon, April 2nd, April 3rd, did the free workshop live on air. Those are archived out there. So go check those out. It's a great opportunity. What are you doing? 3 out of 5 people in the UK, I wish I had stats for the US, 3 out of 5 people in the UK are working on some form of self-improvement right now. And I want you to do the same. Be ready for the next one, the next pandemic, whatever it is, whatever sidelines us as a nation, whatever sidelines us as a community. Take action now. Take action now so that you're ready. Again, I look at my friends around me. I get the text from my sister and I think, I wish you had listened to me when I told you what we're doing 8 years ago. I wish you had listened to me 4 years later when I said, look how it's developing, look how it's building. You'd be in a totally different place right now. but it's not too late to start. So again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check that out. And I'll tell you, I thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And if you have any questions on the topic today or anything related to real estate, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, dig into the archives there. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.